This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
I think, Yeti, is this the first time that we have done any kind of open to this podcast without my dad here?
There doesn't seem to be anyone around.
I feel like I'm driving the ship right now. My dad is not currently with us. He is going to be in this episode. He's away at a wedding, and he's annoying me, Yeti. What do we think? He's been promising that, because like we have an episode today, we have a fun conversation that my dad is a part of, but he's away at a wedding. That's why he's not here right now with us, and he's been telling us he's gonna send us stuff from the wedding, and I have this fear with him where he's just gonna send us a clip of him saying he's at a wedding. he does this thing where he thinks everything is so interesting. What are your predictions, Yeti, in terms of him producing content from this wedding that he's away at?
Well, I know you gave him instructions before he left and said, here's what I need from you.
Yeah.
And we know that with his track record, his MO is, okay, thank you, and now I'm not going to listen or do any of that.
In one ear, out the other. There's so many times where I feel like I've had a productive meeting, phone call with my dad, where it's like, yes, we had progress there. We have action points to take away from this. And then like a week later, he's just doing the exact stuff he was doing. It's just like, it's a little frustrating, but that's why we love him.
One of the most common things is when we're like, okay, Greg, we need 2 minutes, and he'll give us eight.
Right.
And he'll go on for eight while we're sitting there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be editing for the next 5 hours.
Anyways, we love him though. I feel like I do this thing. Why am I so mean to him on this podcast?
You really missed out on a great opportunity to open the show with Greg Cody is not with us.
Oh, wow. We
and then just have a nice little moment of silence.
We start this show without Greg Cody. But he's at a wedding getting hammered. All right. So, but this is a fun episode we have for you today. We got plenty of Greg Cody in it. We have a fun conversation. So what happened was I recently went on a bachelor party to the Keys. Very chill, you know, a house on the water, a lot of boozing with friends, just deep conversations. And during this bachelor party, a conversation broke out about the Mount Rushmore of sitcom characters. And it was such a fun conversation, such a heated debate at the bachelor party that the bachelor party ended. And my friend Alex Benson, he hosts the Shut the Funk Up podcast. He's one of my longest best friends. He actually is my longest best friend.
Baby.
Because everyone has a bunch of best friends, but you have best friends in categories. You have your neighborhood growing up best friend. You have your high school best friend. You have your... you were in diapers because your parents were friends. That's this guy. Alex Benson is my longest best friend. We were in diapers together. He has a podcast. And on his podcast, he decided this was such a good topic at the bachelor party. We're going to tackle it on his podcast. I listened to that. I'm like, that was such a good topic. So we're going to do it a third time on the Greg Cody Show. We're going to tackle this topic. We're going to get my dad involved. Alex is there. And my brother. So it's the four of us. Yeti couldn't make it. So I'm sure Yeti, afterwards, we'll get your thoughts. I want to get your Mount Rushmore because you're a big TV guy. So I'm sure as you were editing this, you were thinking, God, I wish I could have been part of this. So we'll get yours on the back end. But it was a fun conversation. What other, have I set it up? I've been yammering for, see what happens when my dad's not here and I'm hosting?
Nope. Like, it just starts. You yammering. Set it up just fine, but I'm curious with your different tiers and levels and categories of best friends. Have you ever been, are you the kind of guy that worries about, you know, if I call Alex my best friend, then Tommy from high school is going to be maybe a little upset. Do you ever worry about that?
That's why you throw,
I do.
That's why you throw them in categories. Like if Matt Alvarez was here, I'd be like, this is my neighborhood best friend. Like I give it their title before the best friend. Like these were all group, like Alex, Matt, all these guys were group, Anthony Vaca, my high school best friend. These are all people that were groomsmen in my wedding. I went with my brother as the best man. Just because it's a safe play, right? Like, my brother would even, like, you know, like, he's just my brother, so he had, like, you know.
Right.
He's my brother best friend, so he got to be my my best man, but.
Yeah, I get, I still worry about it, even at 41 years old, I still worry about it from time to time, even though my friends are not going to care. I guess it says more about me, maybe I care deep down inside.
And I'm the same way.
I'm going to be able to walk through.
I think we're two sensitive cats. I am like overly worried that Alex, if I just was like best friend, that some other person might listen and be like, I thought I was his best friend. So like, yes, you know, Roy Bellamy, yeah, so, my work best friend. See, like we all have.
Right. And now Billy's pissed.
Yeah.
And
then- he is. I almost said Billy too. I don't even know if I just wanted to like have a work best friend. And I was thinking like, who would it be? Like Jessica, I enjoy her, but it's been too quick. Like, oh man, Roy and Billy would be so mad if I called Jessica my work best friend.
Yeah, they would. It would cause a rift in the show.
Anyways.
But no, I, yeah, that's what I try to just use the blanket, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
And, cause really, I mean, there's nobody that's topping my wife. Wait a minute.
Baby.
There's gotta be a better way to
Hell
say
yeah.
that.
But before we get into, I want to just, the one sports, there's two sports thing I just wanted to like poop out at the audience real fast before we get to this conversation. One, the Florida Panthers are so freaking good. Dude, I know you're probably like, it's not even on your radar. This team is like the best team in hockey. I just want to like say that and put it into the atmosphere so that a couple months from now, when they're actually making a deep run in the playoffs, this team, the home games, they're 21-3 at home. They scored 9 goals at a game I was at over the weekend. It is just so much fun. I cannot remember since the Big Three, outside of the Big Three, Miami Heat and the 2003 Florida Marlins, I can't think of a more fun experience I've had rooting for a team in a season. Like, it all comes down to the playoffs. If they end up getting to the playoffs and losing in the first round like they've done a bunch of times, this will feel like shit. But until then, I'm going to ride this wave because this is so much fun. As other than those two examples, this is as much fun as I've had watching a team that I root for. And it's just, it's so much fun. And it's making me love hockey because I've never really, as an older adult, you know, when I was, they went to the finals in 97, I'm 10 years old, so I'm not really appreciating it. I'm just falling in love with hockey and falling in love with this team. And I'm having, and that's it. I just wanted to express how much fun I'm having with the Panthers.
Yeah, I've never followed hockey, but if I were, just because of the enthusiasm I get from following Jeremy and Roy and you, like with the Panthers, like I'd pick the Panthers. I also don't have a local team.
Join the bandwagon, dude. I'm telling you, maybe you don't get the game, so it'll be tough to really join the bandwagon. But it is so much fun. This team is so fun. The other thing, did you have something?
No, I was going to say, I've been to one minor league game, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, minor years league ago, hockey, Charlotte Checkers years ago, and it was fun.
It's kind of like MLB, that minor league does it right. Like, it's like minor league hockey and baseball games are fun to attend. The other thing, the Bills throwing a perfect game against the Patriots. Did you see this?
That was cool.
On
that
offense,
was cool, yeah.
They did not punt, fumble, turnover. They literally scored a touchdown every possession, and then
they played Madden.
And then
they had
the
Madden
game. That's not even Madden. In Madden, you at least throw a pick. Like, I might
No. In Madden, I don't punt. I don't kick. I do. You know, like, it's,
yeah, but they didn't have a turnover. My point is like,
right,
you don't. You probably don't score a touchdown every time in Madden. Even if you're not willing to punt, you'll turn over on downs. You know what I mean? Like, it is a legitimate perfect game. It's never been done. It's, I mean, I barely watched that game. Thank God, because it was a blowout. Just seeing the stats afterwards, like, that's insane. Like, that blew my mind when I saw that. Never been done before on offense, a perfect game.
For them to do it against the Patriots, too, which it's a different team, but still, just with the history of it all, that's icing on the cake for that crew, for sure.
So that's your sports. Sports! Now let's get to the fun stuff. A conversation with me, my dad, Alex Benson of Shut the Funk Up podcast, my brother. Such a fun conversation talking about sitcom, our sitcom, Mount Rushmore. Let's do it. Hokey setup. Hokey setup. So on the way over here, I was thinking to myself, Greg Cody, he's the kind of guy that calls himself everything, right, Mike? He's like, he's reggae, he's Salt Life.
Yeah, man.
What else is he?
I know that since he owned a country, a cowboy hat, that he believes he's like a country artist. Like,
that's usually all it takes.
Not a country artist.
Country soul.
Country soul, right. I own a couple of cowboy hats, by the way.
And like, a foodie is one thing that he hasn't really claimed to be, because that's the thing with food. If you're a food person, you're a foodie. Right. And the reason I'm bringing all this up is I want to ask you, Alex, what a music person, like, what is the term for somebody of your stature? Because, you know,
I call myself a music snob.
Okay, so that's like something you guys actually call yourself.
I think the, like,
I thought that's what we all call you, and you hate that name.
Well, I think the technical term for it would be like an audiophile.
Audio file.
That's, okay. That's like the.
It's got to be a little douchey.
It's like yeah, it's got to be like, a little yeah. like. Cinephile. Yeah, yeah some Neil deGrasse Tyson in there.
Yeah, like Cinephile. You should check out that podcast. But Dad, do you also claim? Do you also claim, Dad, to be an audiophile?
Yeah, I don't claim my state.
Right, because you aren't. Well, you maybe you are for like you do have like an old like you know a lot of music from like the early year, but. Like, I would say like now.
Dee Sharp, mashed potato time.
The really, really what made me think of this was at this bachelor party, I was so out of my league in terms of audiophiles. These guys were just like talking the whole time about like just good music, and they were talking bands and songs, and I was just like sitting there like, man, I hope they don't go to me. There was one point when Alex threw it around the room, like, let's all pick a song or something. I was like, oh my God, I can't. Like, I'm so scared right now.
You start singing Luke Combs. Wait.
You all just went around the room, like everyone say that.
Well, no. They were like, we were playing songs, and it was like everybody like take turns picking like a jam, and they were all picking these like deep cuts from these bands that were like so good, but a lot of them, some of them I never even heard of, and
Chris
like
Chris was like Usher,
right? That's what I mean. Like I was like, I think I'm gonna do From the Windows to the Wall. Like I feel like that's the player, but it was just like, it's I bring this up only to make fun of my dad because I think he thinks he's also an audiophile.
I am.
You don't know underground stuff.
Underground? I'm above ground. What are you talking about?
I just mean things that like aren't like on the radio. Like you know about the top 20, you know.
See, but you like there's realms that like you definitely know like way more than me. Like I would say like, you know, the like country realm, like the Hank Williams, like yeah. that class, like that Western.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like I've that's definitely that like those are like the Hank Williams, like Hank Williams, Johnny Cash and like Waylon Jennings is like all I have in my country pocket.
Well, that's good. That's a good place to start, though. You know, that's what I would call outlaw country.
Yeah.
When you're talking about Waylon and Willie and guys like that, Cash, you know, that's a good starting point for country.
So I just love that this topic that we were about to tackle is in the fashion of this podcast, perfect, because we're, you know, this topic now is being regurgitated for the third time.
Is it?
And that's the way we do it here on the Greg Cody Show. Once like it's been tackled a few places, we're like, let us get our hands on it.
Right. Let others
try it
out.
We had to bring in one of the originators of it. We didn't feel right about stealing it this crazy because we stole it from his brother's bachelor party and then his podcast, Shut the Funk Up. And now on the Greg Cody Show.
Shut the Funk Up.
It's a good name. It's a good name. It is a good name for the podcast.
It is.
We're going to get into that. Later, funky. But
it
was
weird how polarizing of the topic it became. Like people were in yelling matches over like what people were choosing.
So the Mount Rushmore of sitcom characters. The first debate I think we have to have and is what is a sitcom, right? Like Mike, what do you consider that we called it like premium channel television? Like what is the good television that's being made nowadays that's not a sitcom called?
Oh, well, those are people just call like dramas, like drama series. And,
or comedy series.
Well,
this is the thing is because, you know, a lot of people, they equate sitcoms with laugh tracks. But like I would throw The Office in there as a sitcom.
Right.
You know, do you want to take out like characters like Dwight and stuff and like start getting into that territory? Like, that's not fair.
Right.
Like,
I don't think
they'll start dropping names. Jeez.
I think that they just have like rules for it, even if they're not right. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, about like what a sitcom is.
To me, a sitcom is a half-hour television show designed to make you laugh, a mirthful show, and it's got an ensemble cast. It has to have an ensemble cast that interacts with each other in a situational, hence the word sitcom, format.
And it's got specific like areas where, like, you know, there's always like the like they have specific right. like settings.
There's like
right?
There's like three spots. That
yeah. Like, typically, yeah. It's a kitchen, a living room.
Right.
Yeah, like Friends had like that bar, and then like the you know apartments and stuff.
So what are yours? You go first, as like since we're stealing this from you.
So mine.
I gotta think of some.
Mr. Preparation over there.
Yeah.
Preparation H.
So I went with, you know, just to get it out of the way, because I think almost every single person when we did this went from this sitcom, George Costanza.
Yeah.
He's probably my number one.
He's probably the number one.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Are we going in order? Like, is this a Mount Rushmore? Like, we got to organize what this is.
Well, it's not a Mount Gregmore. For
oh, you want to do a little sitcom draft? Like, draft
wait a
our.
No.
Well, that's I actually could dig that.
I mean? I like, thought we were doing like that? We were each given our Mount Rushmore of situation comedy characters.
Wait a minute. I think Did you think this was just you doing a Mount Gregmore? Do you have a Mount Gregmore prepared on
I happen to, but...
you thought this was just for you? That's funny.
Willing to share the microphone. I mean,
the Mount Gregmore, Alec, you know, you've listened to my dad. It's five.
Plus an honorable mention.
So it's
a top kicks
six.
The ass of Mount Rushmore.
So it's a top six.
Like to
oh, so I got to come up with two more.
No, I mean, I only have four. I mean,
wait,
he can...
Let's be clear, though. What are the rules of picking people? Like, can I pick anybody from a comedy? Does that have to
be... Well, let's just say when we get to... If you come to a questionable one, we'll call you out.
You're going
to
know.
Good to know that I like might have to have backups.
You're going
to
know by our faces. Yeah. So go ahead, Dad. Give your honorable mention.
Okay. This is my Mount Gregmore.
He has a piece of paper.
This is my Mount Gregmore honorable mention, which happens to be several people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that because it's hard.
It is hard. And honestly, Thank you. Zigaggy. So my honorable mention.
He's going to shit on a bunch of ours. Like, he's going to probably name all the ones in ours right now just because he's going to start rattling off.
Okay, then I don't have to do it.
Him. Go ahead.
Okay, my honorable mention that did not make my Mount Rushmore top five are, in no particular order, Dwight Schrute from The Office. Tracy Jordan from 30 Rock.
Wow, okay.
Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang.
Look at this guy.
Michael Scott from The Office.
Just bringing it.
Cameron Tucker from Modern Family.
Cam,
right? And throwing it back, Lucy Ricardo from I Love Lucy.
He kind of just pooped on the whole game.
Those are too good,
honestly.
Hey, Dad, you haven't seen one episode
of 30
Rock. If
those are your honorable mentions, I cannot yet.
Wait till you hear my top five.
What if my dad just owns this game?
There was four heaters in there at least.
Are we sure he didn't literally just go off a list he saw online?
I love sitcoms, and I've been on Earth longer than you guys combined.
I'm excited.
So you've got some.
Why wouldn't I have a good list?
I love how Michael's I will not give you credit for that.
I don't approve of this.
I've been called a humorous guy, a sitcom guy.
You haven't seen one episode of 30 Rock?
It makes you nervous. I mean, it took Chris literally 8 hours to come up with his list.
We do want to play that, Dad. Like, Michael brought up a little bit of a point there where you, don't be throwing things in that you haven't seen just because you think that they're, respect. These are things you...
I can describe all of these characters.
So I did not peg you for a 30 Rock.
All I'm saying is the rules shouldn't be hey, let's play a game where we all looked up our own lists from websites and we say them on the...
You know what I loved about Tracy Jordan is that his acting was so over the top that he was almost not even a character. It was just him. I don't know how to describe it, but... His style of acting, and I would call it bad acting, but so perfect for the role, was just over the top. I love that character.
No, I'm believing Dad's chops on this. And mom and him, they watch TV during the week. It's not surprising
You know that his real name isn't Tracy Jordan, right?
All of those were character names, not actor names.
I thought you were saying that he was how he was in real life.
He's the journalist. He's not going to just give you the first name. He's going to give you the whole. Their actual character name, which I respect.
Zigaki.
And Cameron Tucker, I love Modern Family.
He's the best one on there.
He's such a great actor that I assumed he was gay in real life because he's such a good actor.
Right, yes.
But he isn't.
Because the guy he's married to is actually gay, and it's almost as if he's better at being gay.
Yes, exactly. exactly. He's beautiful.
He's pretty great in that show.
All right, so George Costanza.
All right, so... We got Greg Moore's five.
I just think we're doing. I think we should just let him do his thing.
Yeah.
And we could just keep our four. If you want to throw a fifth in,
so George Costanza was one of.
Feels like you want to do a Greg Moore. You do a Greg Moore.
I got one more.
To four. I'm at two right now.
I said Martin as another
solid.
I threw Martin in there. I actually threw Lucille Ball.
Nice.
In
classic.
In mine.
Respect.
Now, I'm going to explain. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for this. I had originally chose Mr. Feeney. But now when on the drive over here, you said I was allowed to retract that one.
Sad.
And I'm sad about it because you got a lot of shit for that one.
I got a lot.
But in this room, you're not going to get a lot of shit for that. Me and Michael were
Mr. Matthews.
Huge... Boy Meets World people. So that when you brought I was ready to defend you on that, but you were so outnumbered that you were beaten down so much it didn't make sense for me to jump in the battle.
So
I don't know Mr. Feeney.
I'm gonna replace Mr. Feeney with Mimi from the Drew Carey Show. The one with the
I don't crazy think I've ever watched an episode of Drew Carey Show.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, we can sing it.
That shows that I've seen it.
Yeah. No, I know it's thought of as funny. I'm not like downgrading this.
And then my last one, because what, we get five? The last one I'm going to throw in there is, what's his name? French Stewart from Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh,
what's
wow.
I forget what his character
is. Oh, is that right. The guy with the blink, like the guy with the squints?
Yeah, the squints.
Yeah. That was a good character.
I'm throw him in there.
I mostly think of Jimmy Fallon doing an impression of him more than actually the guy.
Yeah.
He did him.
That's my list.
That's solid.
That's what we're going with.
That's solid.
All right.
What made you think of that guy? The guy you couldn't name.
That's the type of character you kind of. I like that. Like this, right? Yeah. He's a memorable character.
See, there was not much overlap there because two or three of those guys I would never have thought of. I don't even know them.
So far, I have three that you wouldn't have thought
Michael,
of.
Michael, yeah, you're going to come in hot, aren't you?
I'm going to come in. Honestly, I'm doing this game like my.
Well, thing. Let's hear him.
Wait, I'm at three. Can he go first?
Okay. I mean, you could let us know a couple and we can move on.
I got Eric Matthews from Boy Meets World.
Wow, after you pulled Feeny out.
Jesus.
Mr. Matthews.
Honestly,
chemistry between Feeny and Eric. Right.
Eric Matthews is not a funny name.
Every now and then I will watch like Best of Eric on YouTube and just like if I want to cheer myself up. I'm telling you,
that's a secret.
It's so great. Chapter five. No, I don't know.
I love that. Like that's like a little thing you got to go. I mean, I'm trying to think what I go to on YouTube when I want to feel good.
I go to like Will Ferrell bloopers and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, the yeah. plums?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what. Let the boy watch.
I got Neil Patrick Harris from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm. Wow.
That's a good one.
That's really
and
good.
And he was amazing in that show.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. Yeah.
Dad, it doesn't seem like you approve
of
that.
Now you want to talk about the opposite, because he's a gay man that played like a ladies...
yeah, that is the opposite.
Yeah, that's true. That's called acting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
No, these aren't people who would have been on my list or are on my list, but I respect these them.
He got that role because they saw him in Harold and Kumar, like essentially being the same kind of like guy.
Look at this guy.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's where they got that role?
Yeah, they saw him in that, and that's like they
thought... That is a nugget right there.
That's some serious intel right there.
Wow.
Hey, I came
that's
not
a Greg
prepared.
Cody show exclusive.
Did you read that in like a so People hot. Magazine?
I read just like in line. Oh, that's good to know. Well, I'm a huge fan of How I Met Your Mother, so I know like a lot of stuff about like, you know.
Yeah.
And now they're coming out with How I Met Your Father, which is
of course they are
supposedly
and
panned.
It looks bad.
Yeah, it does look awful.
Yeah.
I actually just saw the trailer for it. It looks
and did you know that HBO is also coming out with the falsettos?
That was an appropriate silence.
I have no idea what that means.
I tried to hold it.
I think
longer.
Falsettos is like the opposite of a singing octave, like sopranos is like.
I get it.
It's because
I
like
wanted...
show like it was a joke about. It was a joke about channels wanting to recreate.
Yes.
Stuff.
It's funny that you immediately thought
it's actually
like
a really good joke.
It is a good joke. The falsettos. If I could hit the high notes anymore, I would do a falsetto right now. But
and
I
yet
can't.
The joke.
That's a long thing you just said.
And yet the joke.
Yeah. My dad was the same way. Like literally, like he used to hit that falsetto, and then like 5 years ago, he got a cold, and that was it. It was gone. Like,
that's what happened to my dad.
Like he still to this day talks about it. Like he's like whenever like Frankie Valli comes on, he's always like. So bummed out because you still hit those notes.
Your dad got a cold. My dad got a tumor in his chest.
Yeah, same thing. You know?
I'm telling you, I used to hit the high notes, and now my high note sounds like this.
Don't do that, please.
That
you've been coughing all
hear.
Day.
Yeah. Okay, so I have one more at the moment.
That kind
of
thing.
None of you are probably going to, like, I'm a big fan of Community, so I'm going with Chevy Chase. In Community.
Wow.
I know, not the same response as NPH.
Community never moved my monkey. I don't like you currently. This was part of you.
I've never heard of Community.
Wait,
there you go.
But here's the. Oh, yeah.
See, he hasn't.
Greg Cody hasn't heard of it, so.
I am the barometer.
Yes.
Hold on. Here's the deal.
It's not a good list. They're all winners. Like, we need to mock you for something.
Here's the deal. If any of you don't like Community, you just haven't given it a chance.
That's what people always say whenever you, like, disagree. Like, if you're like a movie or like you're like a musical artist, they always say that. They always say, "Oh, well, you never." If you sit down and watch it with me, you'll like.
Right.
Yeah, I will give you that. That they do say that a lot. But you could trust me on this one. This time it's real.
Here's something else about that. Community is an absolutely awful name for a show.
Here we go.
But as I say that,
I don't think so.
As I say that, I can think of other names for shows that are awful, but yet they work and they're great shows, such as Parks and Rec,
The Office,
and such as The Office. That's correct.
Yeah, Parks and Rec. I'm surprised you didn't have
a
Parks
and Rec. I'm curious
as
to what you think shows should be called. Like, should they get really specific? Like, if funny people, you know.
Well, not Community. I mean, come on.
Parks and Rec, I do love. You know what? There's not one person though that like. You know who's my fourth?
Andy.
You're right. No. It's what's his name? Ron Swanson.
There you go.
I think he deserves to be in there.
Rounded it out nicely. Though.
What's the Chevy Chase's name in Community?
He's funny, but he's not like supposed to be.
Couldn't I make the argument in that show that Andy is that character?
Well, he's like the, you know, he's the
Is he
Kramer.
Too small? Is he
like,
too
he's the crazy like idiot.
Is he too small of a character in that show to be on like a Mount? I'm not putting him in my Mount Rushmore. I'm just like, I feel like if I was nominating like the funny character from that show.
I think after Amy Poehler, they're all sort of like on the same level in terms of like, you know, amount of time and, you know.
Yeah.
Poehler's clearly number one.
But yeah, she dominates like right that there. Show.
What?
Yeah, she does.
Poehler does.
All right, do you want to give your fifth?
My fifth is the aforementioned George Costanza of Seinfeld. Yeah,
okay. Wait, I mean, he has to be. Yeah. It's
these
one of those ones
are,
where...
all honorable mentions?
No, now...
No, that was number five.
Yeah. Now we're to his Mount Gregmore. I mean, his Mount Rushmore. Right. I honestly don't have Costanza in mind just because I don't like. I think everybody kind of is just like that guy.
But he's it's so
George
great.
Costanza is like the Babe Ruth. You know, yeah. He's just like who's the best. You know, he's Michael Jordan.
And I feel like that's a perfect time to jump in on. Like, is Curb Your Enthusiasm a sitcom?
I thought, that too.
Because Larry David, like, is right up there. Like, he.
But I thought we weren't doing premium channels.
Oh, no, that's why, like.
Oh, no, they count.
I was told before.
But he just said they count. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a debate. You're right. We're not.
Well, we haven't yet, so you might as well not.
Yeah. Good call.
No,
I'm doing them.
Get in there.
Yeah. I'm doing them.
It's your all show.
Right. Yeah.
Damn right.
I mean, it's also, show. Like, him, kind of. So it's like, you know.
Ooh, you don't like that. You
know well, Costanza's only number five. I mean, I got four better ones.
Look, you're already picking Larry David by picking Costanza.
All right, I'm going to say my first one, Fonzie.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That one I really liked when you
It was okay. My opener at the bachelor party, and it hit tonight. Like, it just kind of like...
I enjoyed that
one. And I was kind of called out on like, hey, you're just kind of saying that, like you didn't want... But I... Happy Days, I Love Lucy. Like, I watched a ton of those shows.
You're like, I know
up.
About yeah. the A.
No, I mean, I did, like...
The best thing about Fonzie is that he was like a 35-year-old high school senior.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And he always wore the same jacket. Or did he have multiple? Actually, no, he had a closet full of them, actually. I remember scenes in like his bedroom.
Really?
I think I'm pretty Baby. Sure he had like...
It's so funny because you hear tales that like Henry Winkler is like the nicest fella in the world. Like people say that about him.
Yeah, Winkler.
But it's just like not the guy, like a ladies man. He's just like, hi, how are you?
Chris Whittingham tried to nominate Henry Winkler as now our, like Betty White has passed on. So like our America's...
Sweetheart?
America's old person, like
America's name, sweetheart.
Right? Sweetheart slash.
Wow,
I guess,
I don't know about that.
Really? I mean, who are you? Like, other maybe it's you. I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, I'm a good candidate. I know that about that.
Yeah, it was. You know.
Yeah,
a good candidate.
I like that.
But we were arguing. You kind of got to be like in your 80s, right? Like,
you got to kind of be, you know, more known.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Winkler. Pardon me. Edit that out.
He always wins.
Winkler's not in his 80s. Is he?
I think he's like high 70s.
Really?
I bet he is.
I would be shocked.
I mean, he was 35 in high school.
He was in that role. What was that serious TV show he was in?
He's still in it.
A few years ago.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Well, he's in Barry, right? Is that a serious show?
That's what I'm talking about. Barry, yes.
Oh, my God. You got to watch Barry.
It's comedy, though, isn't it?
It's not. I wouldn't call that a comedy.
Isn't it one of those ones, though? No, I remember this.
You just got to give it a chance. I'm just
kidding. It was one of those ones that... It's serious, but it was nominated in comedy. Right. Yeah. It kept winning comedy, even though it wasn't
one of
a comedy.
Shows that like
Barry
you know,
was really good.
That showed like how stupid like awards are. Cause, like,
there's a lot of comedies that are serious and vice versa, such as Ted Lasso. I would put in that category. It's a comedy, but yet it isn't.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, a little like, see, I'm actually gonna do a Mount Gregmore because I Look came out you. Strong at the bachelor party with two. And I can't think of the second one. So I'm going to save a spot. I've thought of another one to fill. So I have four for today. But my fifth spot is...
You remember
is,
that whole weekend was shot.
Yeah.
You couldn't remember, like, you know, name. It was...
Alcohol will do that.
You know, alcohol. Yeah. Anyways. I'm going to go with Dwight Schrute as my current day number two Schrute selection. Dad kind of pooped on it.
Didn't poop on it, substantiated it.
I just think it's like, although a lot of shows have the zany, funny character, I feel like he's a very unique brand of that. And I think he did that role as good as anybody.
Yeah, I would call him creepy more than zany.
I'm with you.
Not zany. Maybe I used the wrong word, but just like every show has like
his hair always bothered me in that show.
Right. Yeah,
like, I know it was like perfect for him, but I was always like, right. I can't stand right. that haircut.
Funny that was like in the last couple seasons. It was like the most like stylish style like that hairstyle could be, because it was just, you could see that, you know how like in a long running TV series everyone like looks amazing in the last season. I don't know, like from how they looked at the beginning.
Yeah,
like you could look at Parks and Rec and they all just like look like, you know,
they all look like everyone looks so young. They look, it's always crazy. Like if you look at the
and
first,
better looking at the end because they've just they're more established, so they're not like beginning.
It's true. Look,
that's
it
funny.
Up.
It's funny.
It's like his hair's all disheveled at the beginning of the show. Then at the end, it's like, you know, you just got to give it. I'm just going to keep saying that.
All right, Dan, number four.
Yeah, I need to, because he's got, I mean.
And you have how many more left to do? You have two more to do?
I think, I know, I did all my.
Oh, you did all yours?
I,
okay.
Yeah. We were just doing my bad. Four.
Like, number four. Moira Rose, Schitt's Creek.
I mean, that's...
That's really good.
That is good. Damn,
that's really good. I am so proud that, of your list so far.
Damn.
That was really good. That her, that character, I mean...
Wow.
Yeah. How did you think of that?
That was...
It's one of my all-time favorite
dude,
shows.
He saw the, like, we can't, like, your question, like, he did his research on that.
You just, know what? Even the name.
Moira. It's fantastic.
My gosh.
And the other thing that I love about her in that role is that she's like a famous, established actress late in her career who hits on this absolutely perfect role.
Yeah. And I don't want to, I don't want to sound however it may come out and sound, but I enjoyed how she isn't all plastic surgery'd up.
Right.
Like, I don't like that now. Like, old, you know, actors, that like, they're trying to keep it together. It's like, right. I like that she let it age, and it was fitting. Like,
yeah.
Even like when she was trying to keep it together.
Right. And she's so funny, but none of her lines are funny. Like, just based on what she says,
right.
It's not necessarily funny. It's her mannerisms. It's
her appearance. It's a tremendous role.
Yes.
Voice, too. Right. Like, she changes. Like, it's...
Oh, Sarah Spain does a good Moira Rose.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Are you saying mine was bad? That was bad that I just did. I tried to bust it out. Yeah. It was
Yeah, you ain't no Sarah
you
Spain.
I'm impressed by you so far.
Yeah.
When you hear the
you
last
to impress
three.
Michael. He will not be.
I mean, I'm just unsure.
Like, I feel like your honorable mentions could have been like an.
Look,
like,
I'm just, but
awesome
I think you're criticizing him for what you didn't do. He did. He obviously even well, if you looked up a bunch of like best.
I guess
actor,
I guess
like,
I'm not fully on board with what this is, because like,
you're not happy that your dad like
yeah
like
I'm just, I
all you have
not.
Is Neil Patrick Harris and How I Met Your Mother.
Thank you. All right, before we do this, everybody go online and
just
like,
give
look
your
at
dad some
10.
Kudos.
What, dude,
Moira was a good one.
I can honestly tell you, I did not go online to do this.
Oh,
I can tell you that.
Huh. Every show he's named, it's something I've known him to watch before. He hasn't pulled out one where it's like, you've never seen that.
I'm not saying he hasn't seen a clip of every one of those shows.
A clip.
If it's a movie, if it's a movie category, I'm probably going to Google a bunch
don't
of shit.
Wrong. Like, I know you know more about shows than movies for sure.
Right.
I'm buying it so far. We'll see. I mean, there's still three to go.
Damn right.
But hey, we need a yin and a yang.
What?
No, wait.
I don't have it yet. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Wait, didn't I do four already though?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's how unmemorable they were.
Yeah,
right.
I walked into that one. Yeah,
it is confusing a bit that we're all doing them like piecemeal, like one here, one there, one here.
I don't think anyone's like listening and like I got him. Like, you know what I mean? Like
right. Somebody's writing. Somebody write this all down. Someone go back, listen to all this again, write it all down for us.
Someone out there.
I have mine written down.
I think someone out there.
I got mine written down.
Love my list.
Let me rattle my paper so you know I got it written down.
All right, here's I'm giving my next one. I have Fonzie so far, Dwight Schrute. I'm going to go Will Smith.
You can't
Fresh
go
Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe... Was that my second one? The other night? Did I come out with Fonzie and Will Smith?
I can't even remember.
Yeah. it was a blur.
Yeah.
But anyways, so yeah, those
you
are...
You can't be Will.
That's... I mean, he's just... Yeah, like...
Give me Martin over Will,
that's
though,
another good
day.
Duo, though, of playing off each other, him and Carlton. Just like how Carlton was just like a little weasel. Well,
that's what I was going to say. I was like, I would say Carlton's probably my favorite one from that show. I
mean, he's a nerd, character. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, yeah. That mean, I think Will, but it's a debate. He's close.
I mean, you got to give it to Will.
Carlton's kind of the guy that could have been on an honorable mention. You know, he's
Carlton is great because someone like Will is there to just like, you know, make fun of him. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I mean, yes, that's true.
It does he have a lot outside of the dance?
No, I think he does. But again, I think it's like with Will.
Put it on the poll. Is Carlton? What's the poll?
I actually watched a lot of episodes. When I was
does like, Carlton have anything besides the dance?
I was bedridden with my foot. I watched a lot of Fresh Prince, so I'm on it.
Wow, bona fides. His bona fides.
Alfonso has his
Rivera. I saw him in Tahoe. I was putting right next to him in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that guy.
Is he like I saw online something like is he he's like always willing to do that dance or something?
He did it. I remember at like the Rowdy 16th hole. I'm sure he secretly is like if I ever had him on a podcast, the first thing I'd be like, how sick are you tired of doing that? But then he'd probably just show me his bank account and be like, not that sick of it.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That guy does his dance in the shower.
Why don't you do the dance?
He hosted like some like home video show for a while. I wonder did he do the dance like every show? Like I'm doing it right now for the podcast.
I mean, he's not Carlton there. Like I think he's just happening.
But it's like it's your thing, bruh.
I hate it when people are famous for one thing, but they say don't ask him about that.
I know.
Don't ask Vanilla Ice about
what. I was about to say.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well,
come on.
It is.
What if they're like years?
Like, that's what makes you famous, dude.
Even if it's like, years afterwards, and it's like been done for like ever. Like they should just have their they're obligated to do that the rest of their
lives. Is this the ultimate I see both sides argument?
What do you mean?
I get it getting tiresome, getting asked the same exact thing every day, but I also get this. I think this is the ultimate I see both sides argument.
You two, you guys sound kind of like you're a monkey. Like, do what we like you for. Like, and then go away.
It's just more of like, without that dance, you wouldn't be on this show right now. So why are you mad that like I asked you about it?
Yeah, that's valid too.
And part of it is you are a professional performer. Is your job to entertain people and give them what they want to hear. I went to your dad and I, in fact, went to a Bob Dylan concert once, and he was in one of these moods or career modes where he did not play a single hit song.
Oh, that's
not
the
a single hit that, song.
That's
bad.
Like, that's just being like petty.
You want to go 50-50, but you got to at least give me some. Like, if you want to work in some new, cool, but like.
Right, exactly.
That is the worst when like, Bon Jovi doesn't play, you know.
Living on a Prayer. Like, I mean, come on.
I spent my money for what?
Right. Like, what was that song again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's my money.
Terrible.
Dylan was playing all bathroom songs where you know you play the one song where people get up to go.
Dad say that he just like mumble, like he just barely, you couldn't even understand.
Oh yeah, he was also in a mumble mode where you literally could not understand him. I mean, it was a weird show to go to.
The problem is with the other guys, like the people that are known for one thing, is that you know all of them think that like they're worth more and that like they have more to offer. When
you know what I'm saying? They do.
Everybody like, thinks that stuff, like, it's like everybody thinks that they have like more than you realize. And like I'm a real actor.
Well, everybody wants to be avant-garde and do what satisfies their creative soul. Screw the audience.
You know what? I'm with you guys now.
I still see both sides.
Just like Jamie. That was good.
There is a happy medium.
From? I mean,
there is a happy medium.
Where did Sean Connery come from?
I feel like it's up to them
SNL?
To like prove me wrong.
Well, no,
you know, it's like
right.
You
know what? It just depends on the person. There are people that Alfonso. I think he's like good. Like even though it's maybe annoying. Like,
well, it's like Alfonso. If you don't want me to, if you don't want us to remember you for the dance, like go hit that dramatic role.
Yeah, why'd you do it so great?
Do a porno or something.
Yeah. Get out of your box, dude.
That is true. Miley Cyrus went on the stage and started like twerking, and she was like, no more. What's her name?
She came in like a wrecking ball.
No, but well,
I just want you to find it. I was just like,
Hannah Montana.
She's like, you're going to forget Hannah Montana real quick.
And we did.
Yeah, we did.
I feel like we should build up now. Let's just make sure you guys have gone. I want to get my.
He's on some.
My
heat.
Dad's winning this so far. I'm going to end with, you know, of course, my family member, Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be in there.
I mean, the funny thing is before I ever met Christy, we watched Everyone Loves Raymond a lot.
So did we.
The dad character in that, both parents in that. And the brother, honestly, and the wife. Holy crap. That's a great cast. That is honestly?
Yeah.
It's a great cast.
Wow.
The kids had nothing to do with it. The kids were like forgotten.
If we ever want to come back and do like Mount Rushmore of casts.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That there's no misses in that cast.
I loved whenever the grandparents came walking through that back door. When the grandparents came walking through that back door, I was like, all right, it's
what
all
about Raymond?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about,
you know, brother? Yeah, Frankenstein brother. Yeah.
But Raymond. The reason that I feel so like I felt when I was thinking about this list earlier, it kind of came like I used to think before I ever met Christy that this show was like about my dad, Ray Romano, because it was a sports writer who's just kind of like wacky and funny. And like his family like makes fun of him, his wife. So like, you know, it's like, if like any show in my life, like was like, oh, which comedy show was your life? It's right. Like,
I can see that.
I remember always thinking that. Cause when I was like, wait, cause he never really talked about his job a lot, but he'd be away writing. Like there was mentions of it.
Him being a sports writer. But not many.
But when it was, it's you're a sports writer.
Yeah. That was, and it's because of what I do for a living, but that's my one complaint about that show is that he was a sports writer, but it rarely was written into the script.
I was just because about to ask, like, what city was he even writing?
That's the difference
in?
Right there between a sitcom and a series on HBO.
Yeah, like, sitcoms aren't concerned with that.
They're just trying to be funny, get in and out, little concept, knock it home.
They don't care what he does for a living.
The only episode that I can think of where his job was a major part of the script itself had something to do with him covering a Super Bowl and somebody he knew wanted tickets and something like that, but
I think
that was a rarity.
Right. I think he's right. I think he hit on something because even like, you know, Seinfeld, like Costanza, like there was always shots at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
You know, like all each one of their jobs, you would always be like Elaine, like at the publishing company.
Costanza was all over
the
place.
Like he never.
There were definite scenes of him like in his office in front of his writer, like struggling to come up with something. Like I remember like, it was never like a huge focus for sure, but and then I, so my fifth one is a blank space. When I think of it, I'll tweet it out or I'll say it on a later episode. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just annoying me because I felt like it was a banger. So I got,
let's just remember
before we get to my dad's, let's all like, can we all say, so mine was Fonzie, Dwight Schrute, Will Smith, Ray Romano, and the guy that I forgot. Mike, who's yours?
I like the variety in that list.
And the guy that I
actually like. I don't like how he like left it open.
I get a blank space.
He's allowed to go like Google after and come up with like, he's going to hear yours and then he's going to have like the final gem.
Yeah, no, sounds like cheating.
No, but you're the barometer because you actually will be like, yep, that is the one you said.
Okay.
Mine was...
I love Michael. Just like you, what you guys are saying is an interesting. My turn.
NPH.
All right, we got NPH. We got Mr. Feeney. Eric Matthews. Chevy Chase. I think I picked.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
Is that the worst thing said today?
No. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, all right. Well, it probably is. You know. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that in the Drew Carey one. Those are my two because just for me, I didn't.
You know what? I think those ones make this interesting because everybody knows that. Like, right. Costanza was the best
that's
one.
That's why we do
but
this.
See,
right.
But see, you can't say mine's bad if you, when you admitted that you've never even seen
it's just to me. Right, it's just to me. I'm not saying...
But like, have you seen Community?
Like, if I had to rank...
This guy hasn't given it a chance.
If I had to rank everybody's because I haven't seen it, I would have to put it at the bottom. I'm not saying it's not funny.
I get that. No, Chevy Chase is like a very... I will admit, it's a very, like, bold...
Michael's stalling because he can't remember his fourth one.
No, Chevy Chase was a bold pick.
A bold pick. Who else was on your list?
I think I went with Ron. Oh,
yeah,
Ron
Swanson. Swanson. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And yours?
I had Martin, Lucille Ball, George Costanza, Mimi, and French Stewart from Third Rock from the Sun.
Solid. Okay.
I just watched that.
We'll put these up. I think we'll do like a poll. We'll gauge them.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, who had the best list? I like my chances in
It's like the, what's her name? Nicole Kidman. I just thought I'd throw us off.
Okay, now let's get the payoff.
I'm worried number one is going to ruin my list.
Strong. Sometimes, like, you know, when you're having sex, you're like, this is going really well, but then at the end, you just don't bring it.
That's what I'm worried about.
My
list.
You're talking about sex in front of my dad.
Are you aiming that to him?
I get that, and that's why I'm worried about my number one.
I actually kind of like the idea of, like, you came in so strong that number one is going to be limp.
Pun intended.
It's going to be limp, yeah.
All right, am I finishing here, so to speak?
We know it already.
Okay.
No pun intended.
All right, number five, just to reminisce and remind, number five was George Costanza. Number four was Moira Rose. Moira. Oh,
God, that killed me.
That's our only female representation so far.
Lucille Ball.
Okay, we're good. Actually, you're good.
Lucille Ball. Yeah.
We're good.
NPH.
Okay. No one's coming for us. We're good.
All right, number three. I'm double dipping here, but number three is David Rose from Schitt's Creek.
I thought about the sister. That's
don't like
deep
the double
cast.
Dipping. We argued about that.
Yeah. The sister's good. Talk about an ensemble cast.
Like David more than Walt. His brother Ben Benson, the Bachelor, had Kramer and George.
He did Kramer. He like pretty much was like seeing the whole Seinfeld cast.
Well,
like,
he's got.
I hope we just pooped on my dad's future one. Go ahead.
No, I just want to justify David Rose by saying
that's
he
a good one.
He is the most out there flamboyant gay man in the history of television. Which
really?
I appreciate.
That's debatable.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, there's a lot of television out there.
You were just talking about Cam, like,
and this guy's more flamboyant. He steals every scene he's in.
He does.
Absolutely love it.
But he's like soft, kind of. Like,
when he's
Cam
in a
like...
scene, was he exudes such fun just by his appearance?
Yeah.
He steals a scene even before he opens.
Yeah.
His mind,
no, he's great
in my mind.
He's that good of an actor that he doesn't even have to say anything. Just his mannerisms or his like facial expressions.
Yes.
Like that. That's it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, he's kind of like, you know, he's like, but like, you know, Cam is more like fun.
Like he'll like react and he won't have to say anything.
Yeah. Number two. This is my personal hero. Larry David from Curb.
Okay.
Yeah, not a sitcom.
When it is a sitcom, and when people, somebody told me once that I remind them of Larry David, it was the biggest compliment I've ever gotten in my life.
That's huge.
It might have been you.
No, I'm saying that would be funny if you were like, it was me.
Okay. I mean, you are a complainer out there. I would say Larry David does it a little nicer, though.
Yeah.
Well,
wait,
Larry David.
Wait, what'd you say?
Nah, because my dad, when he gets mad in public, like, is genuinely mean. Like, Larry David always attempts to, like, hey, he just is straightforward. He's like, hey, by the way, you like you should probably, and then they react poorly, and then he gets in a shouting match.
Right.
My dad, when people piss him off in public, starts like comes back with fire instantly.
But and Larry's more of like, you know, he's sort of like you know, trying to fight injustice, like in a way. Like he's not really
Alex, you're kind of like my dad. You fight, you come in hot. When you feel like you've been wronged.
Really? Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's I wish it's I'm more switch. Like that. Just like you wish you were a little less like that, I'm not like that. I think there's a happy medium. Like, you want to be able to, you know, if you feel, you know.
I have very little patience. And I can honestly say that's one thing I inherited from my father. You know, they always talk about genes and heredity.
Yeah, I have your feet.
There you go. You're welcome.
Hopefully not your toenails.
You're welcome.
Thus far.
But my dad,
I will get pedicures for my whole life just to avoid.
What is going on there?
My father was a very irritable man. Very irritable man. A nice, wonderful man who was quick-tempered, and I think I'm like that.
It's funny because, like, I guess the grandkids, like, I don't remember him as irritable.
Okay.
I remember him, like, being nice.
Right. Well, you remember him in his older age.
He's got a little bit more.
I'm just saying from perspectives, it's funny, I never got to see that side of him, so to me,
he's not going to show that to the grandkids.
No, I know. It's interesting to...
Like, Grandpa's old.
It's interesting to learn... Versus is old. What's the movie?
When my dad was like in his 40s and I was drinking glass with ice in it and the ice was clinking in the glass. Ugh. It would drive my dad crazy.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Yeah. That's a little. Yeah,
you already complain about when I do that.
What?
Well, I mean, I'm my father's son. What can I tell you?
My mom and dad do like when we're like back in the day when I lived here, we'd be watching like a TV show and like every 4 minutes I might take a sip of drink and you hear a little ice and
it's just annoying.
He's toned down with that because I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and talk about being annoyed by barking neighbor's dogs. Oh my god. Oh my
barking
god.
Is that like an expression? Barking neighbor's dogs?
That's an annoyance that is like as old as time.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Neighbor's
the neighbor's dog.
All right, here's my number one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is my number one sitcom character, and I got to move to left field so I can come out of left field with this pick because it's a weird one. I'm worried about it. Are you ready?
I was thinking that, too.
Number one, Gomer Pyle.
Yes.
From Gomer Pyle, USMC, and the Andy Griffith Show.
That's how you put a bow on it.
It's just
there,
for him. I mean, it's just the perfect.
Now, that one, I'm like, you're right.
Thank you.
I have no issue with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's how it's done, people. That's how it's done.
Yeah, thank you.
That honestly,
I'm confident that one was a legitimate, like, his thing. He watched it, all of it.
Some credit, finally.
Just about that.
Shazam.
It.
That was a great list.
You should have dropped the mic. Well, not that one. That's
a
good one.
Yeah, it's too good a mic to drop, but I get your point. And the very name Gomer Pyle.
I was actually going to mention that's half the reason you love it.
Yeah, no.
You could take that name to, like, you know, Gen Zers or X and Y or whatever they are, and they would and you would say like this was a person and they wouldn't believe it.
Right. Oh, Gen Zer. Exactly. I thought you were saying like a store. I was like, what's Gen Zers?
I get mixed up. Gen M, Z, Fs. Yeah. I can't remember.
I don't know what anyone's called. Well, that's how you tackle a topic that's been tackled twice before.
That was a good sentence.
Thank you, I think. That's it's good to be third, man.
Alex, before we get out of here, give people the elevator 30-second pitch the Shut the Funk Up podcast.
For all of the lovely Greg Cody listeners out there, pop over to the Shut the Funk Up podcast. We have a lot of fun over there. It's a music podcast. We also tackle, you know, the everyday funny issues on social media and
stuff. They talk about some shit.
Yeah, we talk about some stuff. We get into it. No topic is safe. Each episode, I, you know, choose a peacock in music. I spotlight a musician.
If you like music, yeah. I mean, like, you should check this out if you just like funny banter. But if you are a music head, an audiophile, yes, as we discussed earlier, you should be honestly checking out that podcast. And if you, at the very least, check out the episode I did, because the bump, that the Chris Cody bump, was not what it was advertised. And I was like, you know, these guys are trying to build this podcast and they're like, Chris Cody's going to come over and listen. And they didn't really get the support. So it's like, hey, if you want.
It was a bit of a fumbling on the bag of.
They
on
also
our part,
took like 4 weeks off right after my episode.
Oh,
right.
There you go.
So it was
not
like
all planned out. Yeah.
So go check out that one and all the other
lowest
ones.
Amount of viewers ever.
Right. Yeah. So Shut the Funk Up podcast. It's on Spotify, Apple, all that stuff. And
their latest episode, they're talking about a bachelor party that I attended. So
yeah,
if you wanna...
there's some juice in there if you want some squeezing.
Didn't you do one recently, centered around Jimmy Cliff?
Actually, the last episode, yeah, this week I did Peter Tosh.
Oh, was it Peter Tosh?
Peter Tosh, yeah. See, so the musical spotlights are usually not, you know, we're not going to be doing, like, I'm not going to do Bob Marley. I'm not going to do, like, the Rolling Stones. I'll do little deep cuts for you guys, because everybody knows those people.
I love that. I have a Peter Tosh t-shirt in my bedroom.
Peter Tosh was actually a really interesting one, because I, you know, I knew him, I loved him, I loved his music, but when I go and he was one, I always love when I go and I do the homeworks on these guys. And then they actually have like this incredible story and I have all these stuff. And he was one of those that, like, he was the mastermind. He taught Bob Marley how to play all the music. Everything. Like, he was the Wailers.
He was what Peter Tosh was way ahead of his time. Yeah. He has a song from, I think, the early 70s called Equal Rights. And it's the soundtrack for everything about George Floyd going on in the country in the past few years.
Yeah, yeah.
See how, like, cool. You see this thing? Like, I just can't compete with that conversation. Yeah. And by the way, that was the longest elevator ride of my life. Yeah, anyways, thank you, Alex, for checking us out. Check out that podcast. This was fun. Michael.
Howdy.
Anything we can promote?
Michael, just plug, you know, everyone will be at the AMC Theater this Friday. We're going to watch Community.
You know what you can plug? My...
Okay. Oh my lord.
Okay.
Classic move by my brother right there, just to take us right to the line. You know, we like to live on the edge here, and my brother brought us right there. but that was a good conversation, Yeti. I saw you the whole time. Me and you sat here and just listened to that, and I saw you just making faces. So go ahead, give me your Mount Rushmore of sitcom characters or people that you just felt were left out.
Yeah. So this is where I've done a terrible job, and I didn't form my own Mount Rushmore because it would take me too long.
Well, I didn't tell you that we were going to do this. I kind of just spurred, but there's just, you don't need a full one, an official one.
As a producer, I should have been able to
but
know
just maybe
we're going to go to this.
You don't have any omissions that you were thinking while editing it?
Well, like, I think because Michael Scott is so mainstream, he's the main character, that people will leave him off. But, like, I think we really don't
appreciate
the work that Steve Carell put into that.
Like, I overlooked him. I went Dwight Schrute in that from that show. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, it's Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute. Those are the top two, I'd say.
You could almost do a whole one on, like, Mount Rushmore of leading characters in sitcoms, and then secondary characters, and then supporting characters. Like, because on The Office, supporting characters, at least for the first few seasons, I'd say Andy Bernard. Because for the first couple seasons, every time he appeared on screen, before he could even say a word, I'd be in stitches.
Now, why did you not like my falsetto? Like, I saw you giggle at it, but you seemed to make a face during my marvelous falsetto joke. Is it not the exact opposite of soprano? Is that what, did I get that wrong?
That's the problem. It's the right number of syllables. It rhymes with sopranos. It has end rhyme with sopranos. They're both, you know, Italian. They're both musical terms. But the opposite of soprano is like bass. Falsetto is up here if I were singing soprano.
So soprano and falsetto are both high. Is that what you're basically
saying?
That's
right, yeah. Yeah, okay. Soprano is the higher range, and falsetto is your head voice, is a dude's head voice.
Your voice. Now, I was in elementary school, like, you think this comes from ignorance. I actually was in a chorus in elementary school. I was one of the few sopranos that were boys because I could still hit that, you know, my voice hadn't dropped.
Right.
So, like, it was mostly girls, but me, one of the sopranos, and I had a solo. All right, facts the facts to Santa. But I don't remember. I was like in there. I'm like, I remember I was a soprano. Soprano's high. What the hell is the opposite? And for some reason, I just thought it was falsettos. But you're right. It would have been bass. But bass, to your point, I went with the right word. Falsettos, just, it wouldn't have been a good joke if I'm like the HBO's writing the bass.
Yeah. Falsettos made it a bad joke that was good. Bass would have just been a bad joke.
Right.
And I would have had to cut the whole thing because it would have been so dead.
All right. Yeti, did we get something for my dad? We teased at the start of this episode that my dad's away at a wedding. That
I have received a file. Ugh. Now, did he follow your directions? We're going to have to find out.
Just play it.
I doubt it.
I guarantee you this is just my dad reporting where he is. Let's hear it.
Hello, all. This is Greg Cody of The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody, your correspondent from Amelia Island near Jacksonville. I'm at a wedding. Oh, I'm at a wedding.
There it is.
How about that? Just had a pig. A roast pig, and it was a beautiful thing. I'm a man of the pig. Pig life. I have a pig life bumper sticker on my car. I roast pigs. I eat roast pigs. A lot of people say I am a pig, but this is the wedding of a couple that I know through my wife's law firm. The guy getting married used to be a blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares about that. But anyway, I just wanted to say that we're having a beautiful time here. And hang on just a second. My wife's coming at me.
I'm trying to...
What?
We're at a wedding. We're at a wedding. What are you doing?
Everybody's saying,
what are you doing?
All right, this is Greg Cody signing off from Amelia Island.
Can you ever stop?
Thank you.
Oh, that is so... Like, my mom saved the day. He did exactly what we said we didn't want him to do. He just... All he brought there was pig wordplay. That's all he brought. I'm a pig. I'm eating a pig. Like, some people have called me a pig. Ah, brah, brah. Like... And then my mom comes in and saves the day. People are looking at you. What are you doing over in a corner talking to your phone? Man, that is just, that is, we had a whole phone call about dad. If you're going to do something from the wedding, say you're at the wedding and then here's what's just happened. Something funny, a tidbit, an interview. Give us something other than you just saying you're at a wedding. And what did he give us? Pig wordplay. Thank God for my mom.
She did come and save. She is such a good sport.
She is.
To be able to just deal with him and for all these years, for 41 years now.
Now Yeti is going to do a Mount Gregmore. I just wanted to disperse something else at you that you weren't prepared for. I'm just kidding. All right. This was a fun episode. Look, I feel like we held down the ship, the court. What do you hold down? We held down whatever we're supposed
to
hold.
The fort?
We held.
I don't know what you're holding down the fort with, but.
We tied it down. We put stakes in the ground. We held down the fort. Greg Cody will be back. I'm acting like he wasn't here. He was part of that long conversation. It was just this front and back end that he wasn't here for. But
what's to do with forts these days? Why are they always trying to go away?
Is that Seinfeld? What's up with these forks? Forts. Why do I make them forks? Damn it.
Forks.
We were doing
Hold so down well. The fork, Chris.
Fork me. All right, everyone. Have a good day.
So you referred to Alfonso Ribeiro as you were talking about him dancing, and you said, well, yeah, and now he hosts like a home video show.
Yeah,
he hosts the home video show, Chris.
Who watches
He literally
that?
Hosts America's Funniest Videos. Here we are. I know you don't want to concede a week after Bob Saget's death that anyone else ever took the reins, but we've had two hosts since then.
But nobody watches it. Like you watch
my
show
kids
still?
Do they yell at me every week? I want to watch AFV, Dad.
What time's it on? AFV. What channel? Like, I don't see.
It's on ABC on Sundays, but we watch it on Hulu.
All right, well,
the home video show, Chris.
Wow, I mean, I guess that was disrespectful. I just, you know, haven't watched that thing since Bob Saget.
All right, well, go ahead and do the dance again, Alfonso.